Chapter 18.
Daddy!
Sari rushed to her father and knelt at his side, but Ahmed moved quickly, thrusting the torch toward her, holding the dagger ready, forcing her to back away. A thin trickle of blood, glowing darkly in the light of the fire, rolled down the side of Uncle Ben's face. He groaned but didn't stir. I glanced quickly at the mummies scattered around the room. It was hard to believe that we would soon be one of them. I thought of leaping at Ahmed, trying to knock him over. I imagined grabbing the torch, swinging it at him, forcing him against the wall, forcing him to let us escape. But the blade of the dagger glowed, as if warning me to stay back. I'm just a kid, I thought. Thinking I could beat a grown man with a knife and a torch was just crazy. Crazy. The whole scene was crazy and terrifying. I suddenly felt sick. My stomach tightened and a wave of nausea swept over me.
Let us go! Now!
Sari screamed at Ahmed. To my surprise, he reacted by swinging back the torch and heaving it across the room. It landed with a soft plop in the center of the tar pit. Instantly, the surface of the tar burst into flames. The flames spread, leaping up toward the chamber ceiling, until the entire square was aflame. As I stared in amazement, the tar popped and bubbled beneath the orange and red covering of flames.
We must wait for it to boil, Ahmed said calmly, the shadows cast by the flames flickering across his face and clothing.
The chamber grew thick with smoke. Sari and I both started to cough. Ahmed bent down and put his hands under Uncle Ben's shoulders. He began to drag him across the floor.
Leave him alone!
Sari screamed, running frantically toward Ahmed. I saw that she was going to try to fight him. I grabbed her shoulders and held her back. We were no match for Ahmed. He had already knocked Uncle Ben unconscious. There was no telling what he would do to us. Holding on to Sari, I stared at him. What did he plan to do now? It didn't take long to find out. With surprising strength, he pulled Uncle Ben across the floor to one of the open mummy cases against the wall. Then he hoisted him over the side and shoved him into the case. Not even the slightest bit out of breath, Ahmed slid the lid closed over my unconscious uncle. Then he turned to us.
You two, into that one.
He pointed to an enormous mummy case on a tall pedestal next to Uncle Ben's. It was nearly as tall as I was, and at least 10 feet long. It must have been built to hold a mummified person, and all of his or her possessions.
Let us go,
Sari insisted.
Let us out of here. We won't tell anyone what happened, really.
Please, climb into the case. Ahmed insisted patiently.
We must wait for the ta to be ready.
We're not going in there,
I said. I was shaking all over. I could feel the blood pulsing at my temples. I didn't even realize I was saying what I was saying. I was so scared, I didn't even hear myself. I glanced at Sari. She stood defiantly with her arms crossed tightly over her chest. But despite her brave pose, I could see her chin trembling and her eyes beginning to tear.
Into the coffin, Ahmed repeated, to await your fate. Kala will not be kept waiting. The ancient curse will be carried out in her name.
No!
I cried angrily. I stood on tiptoe and peered into the enormous mummy case. It smelled so sour in there, I nearly hurled. The case was made of wood.
It was warped and stained and peeling inside. In the flickering light, I was sure I saw dozens of insects crawling around in there.
"Get into the case, now!" Ahmed demanded.